May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas again, everyone. Yes, to the surprise of some of our kids, it is indeed still Christmas, the 12th of 12 days of Christmas, and it's the second Sunday of Christmas, which is kind of exciting because we don't always get two Sundays within this very short church season. Well, even though it is still Christmas, probably like me, most of your celebrations are already over, right? Family is on their way back home, or your own travels have ended. You've gone back to work and school, maybe. Food has been eaten. Special sweets and treats have maybe been traded in for New Year's resolutions. Our beautiful annual church celebrations of Christmas here at St. Stephen's are behind us. And at home, Christmas decorations are being put away. I know a few of you who like to keep your trees up as long as possible, but with the amount of needles filling our floor, our tree hit the curb yesterday, actually. So I want you to take just a moment this morning to imagine Christmas without all of that. No tree, no decorations, no gifts. No fun family visits or holiday meals or favorite Christmas cookies. No carols or hymns. No special church services to commemorate it. Imagine Christmas like that. You might be tempted to say, well, Pastor, that doesn't feel like Christmas at all. And that's the kind of Christmas story we have today in the Gospel of John. This is the incarnation without the nativity. No shepherds, no angels, no stable, no Mary and Joseph. The only witness to Jesus' earthly existence is the very briefly mentioned John the Baptist. This is Christmas without the holiday celebrations and religious and family traditions. This is a cosmic sort of Christmas. Instead of being zoomed in on that one family, in that one stable, in that one town, at that one point in human history, the author of the Gospel of John has zoomed all the way out on the Christmas narrative. He zoomed so far out on the Christmas story that it comes to incorporate all of creation. John takes it all the way back to the beginning, not to the beginning of Jesus' earthly life, but to the beginning of creation. Jesus, the Word, has been there all along. He was in the beginning with God the Father, with God the Creator, and through him, all things, everything came into being. He was a part of the creation of the waters and the dry land, of the plants and the animals. He brought life and light from that first day on. A light that no darkness can overcome. And, this is the Christmas story part, don't zone out or you're gonna miss it. And, John writes, the Word became flesh and lived among us. No heavenly chorus, no shepherds tending their flocks by night, no Bethlehem, no parents and baby, no wise men. No Christmas tree, no cookies, no carols, no candlelight service. Just, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. Perhaps the Christmas story in the Gospel of John is not a Christmas story for our holiday celebrations, but perhaps it is a Christmas story for the rest of the year. The Word became flesh and lived among us in all the everydayness of our lives. Not just in the bright and the shiny moments, but in those common moments that make up our everyday. Those moments of waking and working, of parenting, of eating not at the dining room table all nicely set, but in the car on the way from one thing to the next. Moments of paying bills and worrying, of going to the doctor and worrying. Moments of simple ordinariness. This is a Christmas story that reminds us that the Word became flesh and lived among us, lives among us still, and all of that. The light shines in the darkness not only of one bleak midwinter night, but in the everyday darkness of our lives. This is the simplicity of the true miracle of Christmas, and it's also the depth of that miracle. I don't mean the cheesy miracle of holiday movies and first snows and a sense of magic. Yes, I like that too, everyone. But that is not the miracle of Christmas, at least not for those of us who are disciples of Jesus. In our belonging to Christ, in our baptism into this communion of saints, we know that there must be more to it than that. We know that there is more to it than that. Deep in our bones, we know it. How will the miracle of God Almighty, that vast and infinite creator that the Gospel of John writes about, the creator of all, a light for every darkness, the miracle of that very big, huge, almighty God choosing to come to earth not as a warrior, not as a king, but the miracle of God Almighty coming to us as a fragile human baby. How will that miracle of Christmas shape us as a people all year long? How will the miracle of the Word made flesh in a person who is filled with love, love for us, love for enemies, love for those at society's margins, how will that shape us as a people? How will the love that takes Jesus all the way to the cross shape us as a people? How will that true and real miracle of Christmas live beyond December 25th and even beyond today, the last day of Christmas? Can the fragility of God in a tiny human life remind us of the sacredness of each and every child all year long? Can we honor the sacredness in each child we meet, maybe by showing up to messy church, even if we don't have kids of our own? By coming up front when we arrive at church each Sunday to make sure that the playground up here is in order for families that might arrive? Maybe by checking to make sure there's fresh crayons and paper in the back when we walk in. You all have a tendency to tell me how good I am with kids, and some of you are mourning the fact that that might go away when I leave, but it doesn't have to. There are things that can be done. These are skills that can be learned by all of us. Our Jesus was once a child such as these. Learn to welcome him. Can the humility of shepherds and barnyard animals remind us to see God in all the lowly and everyday folks and situations we encounter? Can we encounter God in our everyday lives and not just in those exciting holiday moments? Can we encounter God here in church on a lower than usual Sunday attendance instead of only when the sanctuary is full? Can we meet God not only in greeting our family as they arrive for that special holiday trip, but in that brief greeting with a new neighbor, or a grocery store cashier, or a kid on the sidewalk? Our Jesus chose to be born among everyday folk such as these. Learn to see him there again. Can the flight of Jesus' family to Egypt as refugees whose lives and livelihoods are threatened, can that flight remind us of our call to care for families such as this in our own day? Can we drop whatever political ties we might have and simply see those fleeing into our country as the beloved children they are? Can we show them love and care, genuine care for their well-being, care that maybe we wish we could have shown Jesus and Joseph and Mary, care for them regardless of who they are, where they've come from, what they've done? You might want to tell me, some of you have, that such welcome itself is taking a political stance. Maybe, but what I'm interested in, far more interested in, is the fact that it's taking a deeply biblical and Christ-like stance. Our Jesus and his parents were once such a family. Learn to care for them. The Gospel of John reminds us that this isn't a Christmas story just for us and our holidays. John reminds us that Jesus came as a light in the darkness for all the cosmos, for all of creation, whom he's been present with since the very beginning. Now, next Sunday is my last day as pastor of St. Stephen's. And next week, we will gather for worship, as we always do on Sunday mornings. We'll celebrate Holy Communion and a baptism. How about that? And then at the end of our service, you all will release me from the call to be your pastor. The beginning of this new year, for my family and for St. Stephen's, is a real new beginning and an ending, too. As we prepare to part ways, it is my dearest and most sincere prayer that the people of St. Stephen's continue to encounter the incarnate God that we met together at Christmas again this year. That you continue to meet the Jesus that I have been honored to know working among you for 5 years now. I pray that you continue to know the reality of Emmanuel, God with us, beyond the Christmas season, and that you continue to find ways to serve and honor our Jesus by serving and honoring others both inside and outside these church walls, as the people of St. Stephen's have long done. That very Jesus has come for you, filled with infinite love and grace for you. The Word made flesh, walking with you today and each day. Thanks be to God. Amen.